what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, we thank you for being here. It's going to be a very interesting week. I've got a lot of things coming up this week, by the way. Tomorrow, Newsmax at 12, somewhere in the 12 o'clock hour. And then on Wednesday, it's Fox News in the 1 o'clock hour. And we're going to be telling you about all kinds of things and making sure that we're on top of the breaking news each day. But it is Monday, and we are finally starting to see some of the 218,972 Democratic candidates that have declared for president. Well, their campaign's hitting free fall. I mean, when you're not going to make the stage for the second debate, I think your time is pretty much over.
I will be bold. Without the bull.
And that is exactly how I think people are thinking about it on behalf of Eric Swalwell today. John Hickenlooper might be right behind him. Yeah, he was going to be bold without the bull. That was... He actually delivered that in a Democratic, statewide Democratic conference. That was the California statewide Democrats. And that was his big line. And the way Peter Hasson just termed it on Twitter was like, this was the day that Eric Swalwell became president. Oh, it's too funny. Hey, speaking of becoming president, earlier today, I saw Dave Avella, who we've had on the show before. And he was on, oh, man, this must have been America's Newsroom first thing this morning. But he made the point that in the race that's coming, you know, they're all reporting their second quarter totals now, and the Democrats have to report all of theirs this week. President's already turned his in. He's cleared $105 million for the quarter, which is pretty impressive. The Democrats have raised at most about, you know, on average, somewhere around $10 million. That's high for some of them. That's low for some of them. But if you average it out across all of them, you know, somewhere around there each. And you look at the resources, you know, they're going to be fighting each other in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Florida, Super Tuesday, California, all of that. They've got to fight each other. President just sits back and says, huh, let's go put some ads on the air in Minnesota, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin, in North Carolina, in Virginia, in Ohio, in New Hampshire. And let's go talk to those voters about why their jobs have improved and why their wages are better and why we don't want trans stuff taking over everything related to our kids' classrooms and library reading hours. And we're not in favor of post-birth abortions. Let's go on the air with all those messages in those states. It's a huge advantage, friends, and he's working it. I'm Kevin McCullough.